Tickle Bitty. Yay.
I just want to go home. It is 12:17. I gotta go tomorrow to unpack expensive equipment. I would like to be.
Ain't nobody told you to take 3 hours trying to figure out how to get a video embedded.
Well, I did figure it out in like half an hour.
I don't gotta be at work until 2. I'm chilling.
All right, well.
I ain't gotta go until 4.
Well, Thug life.
I gotta go to work. But anyway.
Welcome to this episode of Tickle Bitties.
Tickle Bitties.
I have no idea what that is. That was terrifying. Oh, dear.
It's like a dog.
I am the disembodied voice.
Yes.
Yeah, so that is the billy goat.
No.
You just know.
I'm an old man that.
Yeah. This is old Scruffy. We found him outside.
That actually know what gender fluid means.
Oh, no. Anyway.
I know what it means.
Lance.
Doesn't apply to me. But
Lance Hans Atiba John.
Yeah.
Wow. That's his full name.
I feel like someone is going to hack me now. Well, you're not really going to find anything. So.
Exactly. It's like, just in case you all didn't know, Lance has 4 first names.
Yeah. Well, it's European.
You can't trust him.
That's what happens when you grow up in a colonizer.
You can't trust somebody with more than with 2 first names. How are you going to trust somebody with 4?
Yeah.
I don't know.
These are
anyway.
These are solid, solid fucking common sense rules of life.
That is not common.
Anyway, you know what else isn't common? Ball refill. This is what Lance wants to talk about in this
episode.
It's
not about your ball head refilling you with hair. Either.
Lance wants to talk about filling your balls with extra semen to impress your partner.
Yeah. And some people might be into that. Shoot the extra ropes.
Wait. There's nothing impressive about a dude who comes a ton?
No.
I see. So
that means more mess.
Diamond says no, it's not impressive.
It's not mess for
Candace, on the other hand, is recorded on camera.
They gotta clean it up.
Saying that if you only have 2 spurts of, you know, powder to stay the fuck away from her. So would Candace appreciate a man who purchases the ball refill to get the extra oomph out of the end of the performance?
Candace, no.
Doesn't he? Wait.
Go back to your mother.
Wow.
That sounds terrible.
This is just.
On many levels.
This is manslaughter. Why are you guys like this?
Because there is such a thing for performance anxiety for somebody you just met.
There's definitely performance anxiety. So, erections.
Be a man.
Erections and brains don't always get along.
Right.
There's a very adversarial relationship where your dick wants you to stop thinking and your brain's like, no.
You know, true story about me. I have a lot of female friends and they're all mostly hot. So they tell me a lot of stories. They tell me a lot of stories about how, you know, men who are like, you know, the women all have the same voice for men. You're so fucking hot. I'm just going to fuck you. That's why I came so quick. It's always like some weird, deep guttural. It's like, what kind of men are you dating? What the fuck? And it's like.
Well, you see, it's definitely not me. So, like, I know where you're going with that story. Or, like, dudes are always like, they tend to blame it on the woman if they finish too quick.
Right, she's too hot, so I couldn't stay long.
Like, girl, that pussy was too good. I didn't know what was going on.
Which sometimes could be legitimate.
I mean, it'd be like that sometimes. And like I said, I only got 7 pumps.
Yeah. And so this miracle drug that sounds like something you can buy in a bodega.
It is. It actually has horny goat weed in it.
Whatever that is.
That's one of the
it's like one of the ingredients.
Horny goat weed is? Horny goat weed is one of those bodega pills that you pop and then like half hour later you're like dick's on fire.
Cause it literally just looks like moss they have from the side of the street. They just put in a capsule and it's like,
you take it and it makes your dick hard for some reason.
And apparently you can buy this from Instagram people and you know,
they've got Vigor Labs is doing a killing with their advertisement. They've got Instagram models and they've got male porn stars hawking this product. And who's a guy going to listen to about dick stuff other than a dude whose profession is using his dick?
Well, there is one of them that's actually asking for money on Twitter for his hip replacement because he fucks a lot.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What was his name?
I don't know. That's so sad.
I think he was on West Coast
Productions. No. It better not be Wesley Pipes.
No, it was actually, I think it was.
No.
I think it was him.
So.
It could be wrong. I don't know.
Let's get back to the ball refill, Sean.
Yeah.
All right. Ball refill does these things for you. Number one, it boosts your semen volume.
That sounds problematic. I feel like
I feel like
way too much.
I mean, you know,
you try to get somebody super pregnant.
An increase of niacin and zinc will increase the amount of seminal fluid you create.
Right.
Which just, it makes your ejaculate look more without actually having more sperm in it. It's been referred to as like shooting ropes.
So you just have frothy ejaculate. It's just
not frothy, more like a thick milkshake like stream.
Just
several streams.
So like, this is just more for the camera.
You know, when you rub one out and you bust a nut, you get maybe two or three good jets out before it starts dribbling. Mm-hmm. And then when you're with your partner, maybe you get five or six jets out, depending on how turned on you are. Yeah. Apparently, this guarantees about 10 or 12.
Oh. And who's this supposed to impress?
It says it's supposed to impress other men. It says it's supposed to impress your partner, but we all know this is just for the dude looking down at his dick like, look what I'm doing. This is great.
I feel like this is only there to impress
I'm finally men a and fireman. Other men.
Like, that's it. Like, I don't think I've heard of a woman ever said, yeah,
I totally wish my boyfriend would come more.
Yeah, let me get a bukkake. It's like this one man bukkake.
I just want to be drenched, but I don't want three other dudes in the room.
Because I heard it's good for the skin. Like,
I mean, it is good for the skin.
Right. But if you have it hyped up with this fucking thing.
And you got the ball refill.
Is it really good for the skin at that point?
It's like a scene from Scary Movie.
Oh, Lord.
She's giving homeboy a handjob and she ends up on the ceiling.
Right.
That's special. It happens.
Is that when the ball refill was invented?
That scene? You know, when you don't bust a nut for a couple of days, that when you bust kind of to the, something to that.
Yeah.
You be chilling, your balls get a little fuller. I feel
like if you do take this, you'll probably fall over. Like, you ever see a rooster have sex? They just fall over after.
No, Lance, I didn't grow up on a farm.
I grew up on a farm. After they done, the male chicken just kind of says, well, I guess I'm going.
He just falls over.
This is me. I'm not moving from here. I'm done. It's like,
I respect that.
I feel like that's just how that would happen to, you know, get lightheaded.
So the ball refill also offers it makes your erections naturally stronger and harder. It's loaded with natural herb extracts that increase blood flow to your penis. I feel like this is essential oils for men.
It is.
This is some MLM shit. This is some, hey, hun, I know we haven't spoken since high school, but I have a business opportunity for you.
Oh, God.
Oh, you no. Imagine? It keeps it coming. Our semen volumizer is packed with natural testosterone-boosting extract to recover faster again and again. So apparently, not only does it make you nut a lot, it reduces your refractory period.
Making shit up now?
This is a miracle drug, sir.
Oh, apparently.
Maximize your sexual performance. By relaxing the blood vessels, our men's supplement allows more blood and oxygen to flow between your legs, giving you rock-hard erections that last for hours at a time.
See, now that just sounds dangerous at that point.
And the most important thing Ball Refill offers, 100% made in the USA.
Is it made by Alex Jones? Like, along with his combat wipes?
It sounds like some shit he'd be hawking on his show.
It's
honestly.
Like, what is this? What do you? How is this legal?
Like, there's always going to be these weird supplements you can take that might give you an erection, might not. They might be placebo affecting you, might not. Like, just, it's all whatever. Like, zinc is proven to help with male sexual performance, but it's not like you just pop a zinc pill and all of a sudden you're fucking Mandingo. Like, it doesn't work like that.
I feel like this is an episode of how I ended up in the ER because of sex.
It's like, sex sent me to the ER?
Yeah, pretty much. Like,
it all started with a trip to the gas station. Some horny goat weed.
It's like one night I was at a bodega.
I mean, like, some
Ali
of these
told me to buy this shit. It's
just like all these fucking names too. Like, who are you selling this to? Like, what man is impressed by Wrecking Balls, Testosterone Booster, Black Snake? Black Snake, like, Gold.
I feel like for gay men, this would probably be very popular.
This is
like,
terrifying is what it is. Black Snake is apparently a penis enlargement formula.
Which does not, it's, you know what? It's like,
so not only is that just a teensy bit racist,
is it teensy? It sounds like a lot, but you know, that's what you get when you buy stuff in a bodega in the back store.
Oh, bull blood. Male enhancement pills. I think we've gone too far down.
We've gone way too far.
Last one. Semenoid.
You know what? That brings us to the end of the episode. You know, check us out for the next one.
Hey, babe, could you pass my semenoid pills?
It's like not the black snake one, the bull blood.
Bull blood and semenoid.
Yeah, that one.
What is
We're going to have a fun time tonight.
Max load? Oh, my God. This is terrible. Anyway, I'm done.
All right.
Goodbye, yeah, Lance.
Later, guys. See you in the next one. Bye.
This has been a Gifted Sounds podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review. For more podcasts, please visit giftedsounds.com.